Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Validate the Messages Within. I'm Claire Braddock. I am your psychic host for the evening. Looks like I got a few callers on the line, so I'm going to be getting to you folks here in just a few minutes. Catch my breath. I always get excited right before we're supposed to go live on the air. I had a wonderful day. It was really windy here today. The wind was, I wouldn't say hellacious, but it was obnoxious. So I have a little stuffed up nose going on with all the dust that was in the air today. We had orientation for my new job that I'm starting as well. As I've mentioned, I do CNA work. So in the healthcare field, and so I'm starting with a new company. And I swear, everybody in orientation today, we all sneezed at least at some point during the day. It was crazy. But I want to go over briefly the ascension symptoms. Now, again, for those new listening in, when I use the word ascension, I am referring to our soul growth, and I'm referring to the planet as a whole growing. We are moving out of different vibrations into higher vibrations, higher frequencies. So everything, everything, okay, we'll just sum it up that way. Everything on planet Earth, minimum, has a frequency, has a vibration, obviously, and it is the molecules, as a way to explain it, all the molecules and atoms and everything to everything and everyone is, it has a certain spin, a certain frequency, and it's spinning faster. So we have the what is called the third dimension, but we're, everything's all, always going to be, you know, three-dimensional, but 3D reality. It's a certain frequency and vibration, and we're moving from that frequency and vibration into the fourth dimension reality, vibration, frequency, into the fifth, and so on and so on, so on and so forth. So with those, all of that is referred to as ascension. Everyone goes through it, okay? Way back in 2006, I attended a conference in Fort Collins, Colorado, with John Horneker, who was presenting at the time. And the way he explained it is that there were scientific tools where you could see the molecules and everything and the frequency and study them or whatever, and you would be able to see the planet ascending because of the frequency and the shift in the spin of the molecules. And if you are more interested in John Horneker, one of my on-demand episodes, I think it's the it's on there somewhere, folks. I interviewed him on my radio show then. I'd have to go through my stuff. But if you flip through all my pages of past shows, it was under the show title Paranormal Paradigm. I've got Kim Pentecost as my primary on-demand show right now. She's amazing, too. Both Kim and John Horneker, good people to go to. Okay, anyway, so the ascension symptoms are right now, especially with the spring equinox energies and then the Christ energies, okay? And I am referring to, you know, Easter and everything that has to do with the holiday coming up this coming Sunday. So with all these energies, we're going to be having aches and pains and headaches and itchy skin, all kinds, you know, you're going to feel like you've got a cold and a flu and you need to use discernment. That's a huge word that keeps coming through for this time right now in the next 2 weeks with the energies coming through that are for our planet's ascension on top of it being, you know, allergy season coming up, coming up and everything. So discernment is a word that you're going to hear frequently with other intuitive healers, psychics, whatnot. They may be using that word frequently because it's been coming through for us a lot. To use discernment on when you are experiencing these ascension symptoms because of the current energy bombarding our planet right now, positive bombardment, the aches, the pains, the stuffy nose, the headaches, the itchy skin, all those and more. I'm not going to run through the whole list, but you need to use the discernment on, is this part of the ascension symptoms or am I really coming down with the flu? Do I need to see a doctor? You know, use discernment. That's one example. Any and all other areas of your life, this time you really want to tune in to the messages, again, the messages that you're receiving within, and use that discernment, okay? Because the cabal or the dark ones or, you know, whatever, there's so many labels that people have come up with to identify the opposite side polarity thing, and the you know, they've been referred to as the Illuminati or whatever, okay? The other side that is human beings on our planet, people, but also I'll just call them entities or spirits, whatever, on the other side as well, that are on, they are of the opposite side of those of the light. So it's, they're not, yeah, I could go into a whole show about that, but they are losing power, obviously. I mean, we're going to ascend. We're moving into the age of Aquarius. We are in the new paradigm. We've been in the new paradigm for quite some time now, at least the past 20, 25 to 30 years. And so other side, I don't even know, I haven't come up with my own word of what I would prefer using to identify that group. They are losing power. They are letting go of their power. They don't have a choice. They've played their dark role. They've fulfilled their purpose for our planet, for its blueprinted ascension plan. So even though they're in agreement that this is where we're headed and they're karma and contracts are over and released, they are still kind of holding on, okay? So back to the word discernment, you need to be using discernment in the next couple weeks. I'm getting in general for everyone that I come in contact with, and that would include everyone on the Tonight Show and everyone that listens archives through at least the month of April. So for a good month and a couple weeks, obviously, make sure you're tuning in to your higher power, your higher source, your inner wisdom, and tap into that discernment that you've got, because not everyone and everything is going to have their best interest out for you, okay? And it's nothing bad or negative. I don't pick up on that or anything. I just want to put it out there that discernment is a huge word that keeps coming through, like I said, for the intuitives, the healers, psychics, and everything, to put that information out there for everyone when going through the next couple of weeks with the energies that are coming on. And so use the discernment of what's an ascension symptom. I've got back pain. I get pain all the time. I sit too much anymore. Past month or so, I've been sitting more than working in the nursing field, so I'm not used to just sitting at the computer. Used a sermon on that. I was talking to, again, my friend Kim. You'd think that we live together for as often as we see and talk to each other, and it's really not that much, but stopped into the office again today. And we were talking about the ascension symptoms, and she had relayed to me, too, how when she gets headaches and it will come in at the top of her head, okay, I believe it was her mom or grandma, but going towards it was her mom said that's specifically a spiritual thing, okay? And yeah, it's part of the ascension and all that, but Kim uses her discernment based on information and knowledge that resonates with her truth. She knows that it's specifically this information coming through that she needs to be in tune with and aware. And then she knows when I have a headache over on this side, you know, I know that it's stress. You know, be in tune with your own body, with your own source to know what's going on. All righty. Enough said. I'm going to go to the call lines. Hey, I only talked about 10 minutes. Okay, and from what I learned last night as well, I don't need to announce your area code. You'll say you're unmuted, so we're going to just start going down the call line. Okay. Hi, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Yeah, Mike from California.
Mike in California. Excellent. Do you have a specific question in mind that you want me to look into?
I do. Recently started a new job, and I've got a long commute, like most Californians. So I'm kind of thinking of a move, maybe a little closer to work.
Okay. That answer is yes. It does come through that you're going to have the opportunity to change your – you just recently changed your job. Because I get both, right? I get change of job and resident. And it actually comes through as that. And you said you just recently changed your job or you got a new job?
Yep. That just started a week ago today.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, absolutely. So you're looking at by this time, April. So mid-April.
Oh, nice.
Within a month's time is where the energy is going right now. And I'm sure you know, but I always put it out there for people who don't know. Nothing I say is set in stone. Everybody has the power to change the information. But right now the energy is showing by this time next month you've got a new place of residence. And that's a job that you're really – what's that?
Oh, no, I was just going to say I have a friend, Kelly, who she just bought an investment property that has a – she'll be renting out a guest house and the main house. And I was just wondering if it's that or maybe closer to the beach.
Okay, it's going to be specifically beach, closer to the beach, because I'm showing water.
Okay.
That you're moving toward. I know you live in California, but it's going to be beach, like on the beach.
Wonderful.
And your friend Kelly, how does Kelly fit into this? Because I am shown, I get one particular female figure, but she comes through as a motherly figure, nurturing, possibly older than you because she has the mother energy. And then I'm shown another woman that is more mysterious and comes through as I get future unknown with her, and I don't know where to place either of these two women. However, when the information comes through for the reading, the mysterious unknown future woman comes through prior to your change of residence, and then after I'm shown the change of residence on the beach, to the beach, then I'm shown the more mother figure comes through.
Interesting, because Kelly is older and very successful in her business and everything like that. And then the mysterious woman, now would that be somebody I already met?
She is showing through to me as specifically connected to your past. So that
okay,
because yes.
It's interesting because I just reconnected with Lisa,
okay,
and she's been kind of flighty lately, but she's been doing a lot of traveling to L.A. and Orange County and stuff like that where she's originally from, so that's interesting too.
And that's some ways, well, obviously Kelly's connected to the move. Because she's the one that you were just telling me has a guest house or something.
Yeah, but it's not anywhere near the beach.
No, but she's going to play a significant role further in your life come the move, after you've moved.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't know how or why, but she plays a larger role after you've been after you've moved.
Oh, okay.
And
interesting.
over the next week, there's more reconnections with Lisa. That was the name you mentioned. And I say reconnections, but there's going to be reminiscing and thinking back connected with her.
Okay, because, I mean, I met her, like, in November, like, when I just moved to California. And then her and I were pretty much inseparable because we both moved to this area. And then she kind of got back with an ex-boyfriend, and I kind of checked out for a while.
Ex-boyfriend. Mm-mm. Didn't work out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's done with that. So now she's just kind of bouncing around and doing all kinds of stuff, which is fine. I'm busy working. So now, do you see that Lisa as a romantic?
I get yes. The answer I'm specifically told is yes. There is a deep connection, obviously. You said
yes.
You were, like, inseparable, but that has
yes.
very strong potential to a blossom is the word that comes through. Because it's a deeper
very,
soul connection.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt the soul connection or whatever it is when we met. It was just like, wow.
Yeah. So that's there, for sure. But I got to tell you as well with Lisa and that relationship and moving forward and all that, not just you, but for her as well, both of you are going to be triggering for each other. So it's going to be a huge learning relationship, too, in a very positive way, where you're going to be healers for each other. Just your presence alone brings up stuff that needs to be healed from past life to have a stronger, deeper connection in this life. That makes sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, she has to make the move.
Yeah, okay.
Because everything's on her timeline.
Unknown future on her end. She's still up in the air on what she wants and where she's going, what she wants to do and all that stuff. So.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Awesome.
Does that help for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, great. If there's anything unfinished, then just contact me off air and we'll finish up another time, okay?
Sure thing. Thank you again.
You're very welcome, Mike. I'm going to put you on the listening line.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to take just a short break, meaning I'm going to shuffle my cards. I think I said this last night on the air. Doesn't matter what deck of cards I use. It can be just a plain old playing deck. Shuffling cards is my trigger that I'm open to psychic information. I'm open to spirits that come through of light, love, light, whatever. And it's clearing for the next person. That's my trigger to I'm going, I'm open, whatever. But also, like I just said, clearing for the next person. So that, like, the next caller I take on, I'm not still filtering in information from the past caller's reading, which would have been Mike in this case. However, at the same time, every reading affects everyone. Okay, we are all connected. We are all connected. And I want to make sure, let's see. I kind of forgot Mike's number to know where I'm at on the switchboard, but we're all connected. So listening into other radio shows that are doing readings, if you are just listening to this show and not calling in for a reading, there's always going to be information that's going to affect you, that's going to help you. So with that said, I'm pulling on. Okay, tell me who this is.
Okay. Hi, Claire.
Who is? Okay,
hi.
Good. We're on the right board. Caller. Okay, hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Rose from New Jersey.
Rose from New Jersey.
Yes.
Excellent. Do you have a specific question in mind you'd like me to look into for you?
I do. I'm single, and I want to know what you see with regards to my love life.
Okay. You're looking at about another month, so end of April, okay? I'm shown at the end of April. Oh, okay. The end of April is when this, when a relationship is actually going to build its foundation. I get that there is a particular man on your mind. I'm not sure who he is yet, but there is a particular man on your mind. Over the next week, I'm shown connecting. And then I'm shown by the end of April, about a month's time, like I said, is where this relationship builds its foundation, and you're it keeps coming through as like being on the same page, finishing each other's sentences. It's like you're right there with each other.
So I'm going to connect with him within a week?
Yeah, I'm shown that there's a new, it's not necessarily new, but I'm shown a relationship connecting over the next week, over this coming week.
Okay.
Because I'm, yeah, I got to say what just comes through without filtering my own words. Because I keep being shown you and this other person together.
Okay.
That's this coming week. And then I'm shown by the end of April, it has more, it's more solidified. Because over, it comes through the month of April, where I keep being shown, I know that you said that you want a relationship, and that's why you're calling and asking specifically about it, but I keep being shown you're putting the brakes on stuff, that you're the one that is, you don't want your boundaries pushed too far. And that it's not a matter of you're settled in your ways, but you are extremely, extremely secure in who you are. And you will not allow somebody to push the boundaries on your self-esteem and security and all that. Does that make sense how I'm explaining it?
Yes.
Okay. What else? Anything else you want me to look into in regards to that or anything different?
Well, I'm starting a new job on Monday. What do you feel about that?
New job on Monday. Okay, the new job on Monday shows that you're worth more than what they're going to start your pay at, and they're just hesitant on giving you an immediate raise or paying what you're worth immediately. And then I'm shown, it comes through, I specifically am shown the 13th and the 17th are dates where you're going to be guided on getting either it's a better position with better pay, or they just give you an increase.
Okay.
Yeah, it keeps coming through with, I keep getting that you're not going to be paid for what you actually are worth, and they're just being hesitant on that right now. Like, they have to start everyone out at a certain dollar amount, and I get hesitation on their part because it's like a company thing, but they know you're worth, and so they're pushing for, and that's where I get around the 13th and 17th, they're pushing for getting you paid what you're worth. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I'm explaining that as well.
Okay.
Is this a job that you actually want to be in long-term? Because I get a lot of transition energy around this job. And I'm not sure if the transition energy is coming in specifically for you or the company itself going through transition.
I'm not sure. I didn't even start yet. I'm starting on the 28th, so I'm really not sure.
But is it something
I'm going to be there long term, or you know,
but
I don't know.
But is it something that you would want long term? Is this something that you're very passionate about, that you desire
Well, yeah, I'm happy about the job. I just don't know much about it yet.
Okay. Well, keep in the back of your mind that I pick up a lot of transition around this
All
time.
right.
And like I said, I'm not sure if the transition is energy around you, like you transition, again, like to a different position within the company or a totally different job. It keeps coming through as transition in a positive way, like it's a transition to that's because of growth. But I'm not sure if it's connected to you individually or if it's to the company as a whole, where there's a lot of growing transition.
Okay.
Okay?
One quick thing, the man that I'm supposed to be meeting this coming week, is this a new person or someone from my past?
What I keep being shown, again, this is somebody that you already know because he's already
okay.
on your mind.
All right. Then it's someone from my past who I recently reconnected with.
Okay. Yeah, you're
okay.
going to know that before me right now. I mean, because to me the blatant answer would be you already know him. I don't know how far in your past, but I feel like the way he comes through, this is somebody that's important. He's a very important person in the community and important in your life.
Okay.
But I'm because he's coming through to me already on your mind, that indicates to me that you already know who he is.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm going to put you back on the listener line.
All right.
Okay, and so I'm not shuffling. Oh. Did people then hang up and then I get lost on where I am on the switchboard. So I'm going to shuffle, clear my mind. And I haven't put you on, you know, because you'll be told you are unmuted. So I'm going to be pulling on area code 202 next in just a moment. And I'm writing it down who I'm on. Okay. Let me pull your mic live on the air. Okay, you're live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Kay, and I'm calling from Philly.
Kay, wonderful. What question do you have specifically or not? What's on your mind?
Let's see. I had a couple of questions. One, I wanted to know what you picked up for romance. For the love department.
In the love department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get things moving very, very, very quickly when it comes to the love department. It looks like it moves so fast that it feels like you've been together for your whole life. Okay. This is coming through as a relationship that has the potential for marriage. Or the energy of marriage.
Okay.
I'm not being shown immediately, like in your immediate future, traditional wedding and the legalities that go with being married, the paper. But I am showing it just feels, it's so comfortable that it has that marriage energy in a positive way, that commitment, that positivity. Emotionally, though, I'm not sure, because it does come through for you emotionally, because this relationship is like going to sweep you off your feet in a positive. I'm not being shown at all that you're then dropped on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I am shown that because it moves so quickly, it starts to kind of freak you out.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So this is a new person, and do you have an idea of when
he's new? I get this is actually somebody that you have not yet met.
Okay.
You have not met him. However, like I said, it moves so quickly. It feels like you've known each other forever.
Oh, that's cool.
And the time just goes by so fast. It's like you won't even... it'll be like, I can't believe it's already been 3 days, and it feels like it's been forever. Like I've like we just stepped where we left off, but I haven't known you before.
Cool.
And again, just similar to, and I know it was another reading I did just earlier. It might have been Mike, but I don't remember. There's going to be, there's learning with this relationship, good learning, but it comes to where you're triggering something. I think he's coming in, he's going to be triggering your path, which goes to the fears and everything's moving so fast and, you know, is this for real, too good to be true? He's going to be triggering that in you because all your past, you're not with somebody right now, so obviously your past relationship failed, and I'm using that word, but there is no such thing as failure in my belief system, but it's a mm-hmm. word that I know people understand.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So that fear of, well, what about all my other relationships? And this time maybe I should take it slower, but this one's just, boom, smooth sailing.
Wow. That's great. That's really great news. Excellent.
And just, I'm picking them up, I'm going to say end of April. It comes through closer with an end to April energy.
Okay.
You have time to prepare to be swept off your feet.
I won't mind doing that at all.
Okay. If you want, I'm going to, because we're not live streaming anymore. We're into our archive. So I'm going to try and get to the last couple people on the switchboard within
the last couple minutes.
So if, and this goes out to anybody still on the line, to you as well, and anybody listening in archives, if there's anything else I didn't hit on or if you want to continue the reading, just contact me off air. All my information's on the show page, and we'll continue the reading privately. All righty?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Excellent. I'm putting you back on the listener line. Okay, I'm going to shuffle these cards real quick again. Hope everybody's doing great tonight. Still, sounds to me like the wind calmed down outside. Thank goodness. Okay, I've got another live caller on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Claire, it's Sherry in Texas.
Sherry, how's Sherry tonight?
I'm good. I made it through Monday, so.
Yes, and we all, yay. All right, what question can I look into for you?
Just see what the energy around me is behind a move. I talked to you some years back, and we saw a move, but I had to let it go in the meantime because it wasn't opening up for me. But I feel like something maybe has changed with this ascension and the work I've done last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, yes. The theme, T-H-E-M-E, the theme that keeps coming through is I keep being shown a big water wheel or like a Ferris wheel. And I keep being shown that things that's spinning, that's roll, it's going. That you, and it comes through, I know I said Ferris wheel, but now I'm being shown that it specifically is like a water wheel, because I'm showing it in the river. So you have, and the river is coming through as your emotions, and then the water wheel being this huge, the changes, that you're definitely and have been going through huge changes as a theme, but going with the flow. And you've been very successful. In your head, I can see how proud you are of yourself. Okay, you're ready?
Yeah. Most days.
Actually,
most
have
days.
This move. Yeah, I know. Well, I can say the same thing about myself, and life happens,
well,
right?
And I'm having the ascension things, and I thought maybe I was going through depression, and I had the itchy skin and the itchy scalp and all that, but I'm starting to think, well, maybe some of that's the ascension, and I could probably cut myself some slack, but I haven't felt good all year, so.
Yeah, this past year?
No, well, it's been a kind of a sucky 3 or 4, but since the first of the year, the energy was really brutal. Like, I'll have days I can't move.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I'm with you on that. And I'm telling you right now, you're not alone, okay? I'm saying that it comes through psychically, but then it also comes through me. So it's twice as important for you to know. You're not alone, okay? With when you said sometimes you feel like you might be depressed. We all get depressed. There's a difference between being going through grief, being depressed, sad, all those things, and then clinical depression. And I'm not picking up clinical depression for you, okay?
Okay, so I thought it earlier. I thought it over the weekend. I was like, okay, it's time for medicine.
Yeah, and I'm getting that that's not, and I know I shouldn't be giving medical advice and all that, so.
I'm discerning.
Yes,
I'm not going to make a
for
snap.
You and everyone else, use discernment. I am not psychically being shown that there is a clinical depression that you need to be worried about, concerned about, or anything right now. You're actually in the flow of things. Things are moving forward with you. You were talking about the move, right?
That all of a sudden it's back, and I really buried it so I wouldn't be in this constant state of want. I want. So I let it go, but now it's back. And I'm like, okay.
You want to literally change your residence?
I want to literally change this city.
Okay. It comes through with May energy right now. Now, with that time frame of May, keep doing what you're doing. You've got a little bit of work to go through emotionally. We all do.
Yeah.
Again, sometimes you feel like you're on, like, sometimes it feels like there's an earthquake underneath. Or
yeah,
that feeling like you're in an elevator and you know how the elevator drops a little bit. So you feel like you're on unstable ground, okay? And the only bit of work that you need to do over the next two months, is, and I say this all the time to all the callers and everyone, ground your heart chakra to this earth, and every time you feel like you're on unsteady ground, foundation, and I'm speaking metaphorically, literally then look at your feet and know I am safe, I am secure, I know where I'm going in life, literally.
Yeah.
And
really
bring those energies closer to.
Really feasibly, if I knew the move were coming in the next year, that would be okay. I don't know that I could sell my house and actually be gone if certain circumstances would warrant that. I'm not saying it couldn't. But
yeah, I'm showing that it goes through the process, the traditional process to move, the traditional process. I'm showing your house, wherever you're living right now, the building it comes through is the building that you currently live in, okay?
Uh-huh.
My symbol to say that is what comes through. That comes through to me in your, what I interpret as past or soon to be past.
Okay.
So knowing that you have not yet moved and what the whole reading and theme is about here, it's where you currently reside is soon to be in your past. I'm shown going through the traditional process of changing that residence and getting paid for it. Sell. You've sold the house, and that happens. There's contracts going back and forth, offers on the table.
Yeah.
It's gonna. That's what I'm getting. Okay, and we're down to, and I always look at my clock, we're down to maybe 6 minutes. So if you want, again, additional information or feel that there's more to go over, however, whatever, just contact me off air.
Are you done for the evening?
I'm going to try and take one more caller. And then
I meant like off air. Your slot available.
What do you mean?
Are you taking any more? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and take, because I've still got callers in the queue.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and take that.
Okay, thank you.
Quickly, within 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, so I'm thinking, because we're only down to 5 minutes, I may not get to area code 203. So 203, if I'm not able to get to you, I do greatly apologize. My call queue tends to fill up quickly, and so is my appointment book for reading. So get on my appointment book or call in tomorrow night. I'll be on tomorrow night. And like I said, we'll finish up. But I'm going to take who was in the line next, and we're down to 5 minutes, so I'm going to shoot from the hip. Go.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, what question do you have for me?
I just want to know what Spirit has to say about me and John's relationship.
Say it again. I'm so sorry. It clicked on me. I don't know why.
I just want to know what Spirit has to say about me and John's relationship.
Your relationship?
Yeah, with John.
Okay. I am shown heart's desires. That I'm shown whatever it is you're wishing for, your wish is fulfilled. I keep being shown my symbol for a fairy godmother. So it is like you have a spirit guide, guardian angel, whatever you want to call this guide for you, comes through as the one that grants your wishes, okay? And that relationship, what you're desiring within that relationship, will be happening. I do get that there's been a fallout. There's been just like things have been shown.
Oh, okay,
I'm not being
good.
Shown a breakup. Are you concerned about a breakup? Because I am not being shown a breakup. I'm shown things definitely changing. What's not working is not going to be, you're not going to be able to do things that way. And you both know that and realize that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I feel like someone is keeping something from the other person, though. There's some, I don't want to say it's, there aren't lies, defeat, deception, anything like that, but there's something that either you or he is holding back on revealing, being honest about.
Oh, wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's nothing to concern yourself about, okay? It's not devastating. It's just there's something that he has been withholding. It comes to us withholding information from you because, we all have that right. We have the right to not, we have the right to keep things sacred to ourselves. And so I keep being shown that he's getting to a point closer and closer to where he feels comfortable completely opening up to you so that the two of you can work together as a team. That make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I'm going to put you back on the listener line because I don't want us to get cut off mid-sentence, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, again, like I said, I don't like to be cut off mid-sentence, especially when we're in archives. They give you no warning. And let me pull up. Hi, you are live on the air, but I don't want us to get disconnected. What's your name? Oh. Okay. Let me just put them back on the listener line. And I'm going to end the show here and tell everybody thank you for calling in. If I did not complete your reading, which I do apologize for if that happens, please just get in touch with me. All my information is on my show page on how to book a reading. We'll do it like my stuff says. I'm here to help support humanity, to help you as you go through life's journey, as we all go through this journey, and be there for each other. So I do hope everybody has a great rest of their evening. I will be back tomorrow night, same time. It's Wednesday night that I have other things scheduled for the full moon lunar eclipse. So there will be no show on Wednesday, but there will be tomorrow night. Okay, good night, everyone.